This is Larry Best, whose day's date is 19 June 1973. The time is 2:30 p.m. I will be interviewing Mr. Peter Jackson of Burt, Michigan. Topics to be discussed are education, religious affiliation, Indian village life, industry, and politics.
Jackson, do you remember village life? Did you actually live in a village?
Well, the way we were raised, the same as we do now.
Mm-hmm. No difference.
No, not much difference. Because in one of these places they lived was only a log house.
Uh-huh.
All log house.
You built it yourself.
You built it yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's where you had your own building.
Mm-hmm.
To live in.
What were the logs made of? What kind of trees?
Any trees.
Mostly?
As long as it was straight.
Uh-huh. And you have to cut these out by hand.
You have to do it down a little bit and fit it in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they had these here, great big, big blades, this axe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they threw them out to that. Ties, they used to use the ties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how they made their own building. But they used to have quite a time. The two Indians just go over there and they just raised hell. My grandmother was small. She remembers when they raided over there. She was over 100 years old then. That was on the only about 4 years old.
That would be in the 1840s, 1850s?
Yeah. And my grandfather was born in right around in there too. So
right here in Saginaw County.
In Saginaw. Same with my grandmother Jackson was born here and died in 1896. And my grandfather was in the Civil War. He come home and he died.
Did he serve with the Michigan unit?
Oh yeah, they got tombstones over here. You could get a lot out of this place over here.
Is that on Seymour Road, that Indian?
Yeah, you just go right around here. It's about a mile and a half from here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss it. All you gotta do is just run there and park there. We get over the fence.
Do you have any idea how long that cemetery has been there?
It's been there quite a while. Over 100 years, as I know.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Jackson, do you remember how the Indian leadership went? Who were the leaders where you lived?
Well, just same as they appoint, just like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
They have regular meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call a war dance. They have a war dance, have the place built fire, and that's when they change the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call their own law.
Mm-hmm. What kind of laws are you thinking
about?
Well,
just calm, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't mount so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you gotta have about 40 or 50 lawyers on one
on one side.
Question.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how the hunting and fishing was in the Saginaw Valley?
Yeah, it was all free. Anytime you own fish, you go to the river and you catch only what you can eat. More.
Common law.
When you get your fish, you go home.
Uh-huh.
If you want more, come back some more and get some more.
Mm-hmm.
That was on fishing. Same with rabbits. Everything. Everything they caught, you didn't just destroy.
You ate it.
You had to keep it.
Mm-hmm. For your food.
Well, you didn't have to kill it.
Very good. I hadn't thought of that.
You just let them go. The driver jump up there. You guys are sure because you got nothing in your bag. Next day, you got something to eat. Mm-hmm. You kill them all off. Not today. What do we got today? We got nothing.
That's right.
There ain't no rabbit. There ain't nothing. Well, that's what the white man always figured. He was going to live forever. He destroyed everything that he could. Now they come along here last year. They killed two cows. Well, they got away with one of them. One half of them, but one half. Now that ain't no. I don't call that right.
That's not only a waste; it's against the law.
Yeah, that's against the law to kill somebody else's self. But they don't. They like it. But they doesn't take it. They know very well they can't take it. What they do, they get caught. But they just let them run. Years ago, it was all right.
Could you tell me what you miss the most, Mr. Jackson, besides your family?
Well, I guess you miss most everything. Now, we used to have Sunday. We had our church over there. One across the river, Presbyterian. And this one on this side is Methodist. And then another one over there is Work. Methodist. That's the church we belong to. Supposed to. Well, it's nice. My grandfather was a preacher for many years. 70 years, then I believe.
What was his name, Mr. Jackson?
Daniel Heaton.
Was he a revivalist?
Hmm?
Was he a preacher just for the Indians, or did he travel throughout Michigan?
Yeah, he got his papers. Papers to preach. That's where the years ago, 400 years ago, they used to have what they call a Flint River Valley Fair. You know, just like Saginaw Fair. Only just for the farmers, you know, together and have picnics. They used to have the horse fishing. Everything, cows, the show, and everything. And down below there, they call it the bluff. It's the deepest water we had was right over there, see? Oh man, about 20 foot deep. We just curve right down like that. But you could see, if you drop a dime up there, or anything, you can see it clear down to the bottom. It was that clear. Then there's where the sturgeon used to spawn in the spring of the year.
In the Flint River.
Right there in that hole. That was their place to spawn. And they used to have the camp meeting just right across the river. Down the flats.
I know where the flints are at. I know where the flats are at. They're just south of the river. Yeah,
there's a big deal in the pool right now. And that's why they used to have the camp meeting. And they used to have us about 2 weeks. Camp meeting.
What meeting, Mr. Jackson? What do you mean by that?
Prayer.
I see, prayer.
Prayer meeting.
I see, yes.
Well, they call it camp meeting.
The old
prayer meeting, that's where you confess and be ready to go.
I see, yes.
That's what they call it. That's where they heard the song goodbye. At that time, it's what they call a 100 songs to sing. People heard of that.
Uh-huh.
100 songs to sing. That's the first we ever heard was through the air. A Wapagish.
A Wapagish.
A Wapagish. That's the name of the song.
Uh-huh.
That's when they went. That's where my grandfather, Daniel Wheaton, and Archie, Nathan Wheaton, was four players. They all went down to the chorus to give.
I see.
That's where they started. Now this Nathan Wheaton, all here at the battle. Oh, boy. Anybody else can bring anything out of him, because he never would when they got him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. Indian or English. He used to preach over there in the morning, the forenoon, 10 o'clock, 1 hour, jump on his pony, pull right straight across here, and go to the Indian church over George St. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
They had another bunch of Indians over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw the Indians scattered all over.
Were there all Chippewa Indians in the Saginaw Valley?
Yeah, there was all Chippewa.
How about the rest of the state? Do you remember what
type? Well, they drove in forth. That's the Sioux Indians was across the state.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they are. Now, between that time, they've scattered all over. You don't know where the other one is now. Just like if you have a lot of boys, or maybe one of them be over in a different state, and another one over there, so you don't know where.
No
where
different.
The whole, only by the name of the tribe that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What did you do for recreation? What did you do for good time on Saturday night?
Just play, that's all we know.
Mm-hmm. Play ball?
Yeah, play ball. That's what we do it on Sunday.
That's right.
Well, you wasn't even allowed to cook.
Not allowed to cook on Sunday?
Us kids, we had to cut wood all day Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So it would hold up.
So it would hold up until Monday.
Yeah. And keep it awful cold. So
mm-hmm.
Gotta have fun. But we had to eat cold bread, cold biscuits. He's there cooking. It was awful strict.
Uh-huh.
About that. I don't know if it's done any good or not. But that's the way they believe.
What's the greatest lesson that you learned? What do you consider to be the greatest lesson you learned in your home?
Well, the way they believe, help one another, love one another.
How did they try to teach you that?
Well, we just through the church,
mm-hmm.
We had our Indian language, right there, Bible. The Bible is in Indian language. It's like our own Bible today. same thing on an Indian language. Mm-hmm. But you figure a preacher, like my grandfather was, he preached that in Indian, we all understood every word of that. If we didn't understand that, you go with the Catholicism. It's pretty hard. We used to be over there every night. We used to like to hear. Here in 1910, well, he died about that time. We used to go over there, over to this place. This grandma and grandpa. And we'd sit all the way around here. Then we'd start something. And all about it. Yeah, you know, just for a long time, you know, what's happened. It's coming that time when we walk even closer. It's going to be destroyed, you know. We ain't going to live with it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be destroyed. That's what the Lord said. Be ready. Mm-hmm. When I come. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to do the best you can.
You can't do anything more.
No, you can't do anything more. And you got to go according to the law. If you want to be with the rest of your family, mm-hmm. you must work hard.
Mr. Jackson, what did you think when you first saw an automobile?
Oh, they thought it was a funny thing that they wrote. Oh, we knew that before they ever got in it. My grandfather used to tell us, we're going to be riding here without a horse, just a wheel. And they're going to fight underwater. And they're going to fly in the air and fight from there. And that's coming to that time. Now, he used to say that there's going to be one man trying to come. That's because 2,000 years, and you know, that's what the population is. 2,000 years. We got only about 30 years more. 25 years. That's all. It's getting worse every day. You can't step outdoors or you'll get knocked down. Or somebody pull a gun on you. See?
What do you think needs to be done, Mr. Jack?
Eh?
What do you think needs to be done?
Well, they're trying everything. They're trying every way to avoid that. They can't do it. Because the stuff they're taking us to, you can't stand it.
Say that again, please.
They dope.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much dope in this country. And they don't know half the things they're doing. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's got to stop that. Well, he'll stop it. The Lord will stop it. You know, what more for this? Maybe put in something better.
I hope so.
I hope, yeah. But he's done a lot for us.
What did you do in Saginaw? You said you worked for 35 years.
Assembler.
Assembler. In Saginaw?
Yeah.
When was the earliest that you can remember going to Saginaw as a child?
Oh, gee. About 4 years old, we used to go through here. We packed in maybe one or two kids allowed to go at that time. Next time you go, you have to stay home. And that's the other one we found out. And so it's been a good many years. Four streetcars, guys there and all.
What would you have to go to town for? Just to buy provisions or?
Buy your supply for winter.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
For.
Would you have to walk or ride a pony or a horse and buggy?
You can either walk or ride in the wagon. A small wagon.
Do you remember M-13, the highway up here?
Oh, yeah.
Is it how? Do you know when it was paved?
My God, I couldn't tell you.
But do you remember when it was dirt?
Oh, yeah. Well, we was all used to not much mud. Anyway,
East Street is what they call M-13. Is that right?
M-13.
Mr. Jackson, what were the occupations? What were the occupations of your sisters or your cousins? What did the Indians do for a living?
Hunt
mostly?
Yeah.
Trap? Was there a pretty good profit in trapping?
Oh,
yeah,
they made a living.
Yes, I see. What did they trap in the Saginaw Valley?
That prairie farm, that was not in the regular lake.
Mm-hmm.
There was no trick to catch 100 muskrats a day.
100 a day?
100 a day.
How much could you get for a muskrat pelt?
15 cents.
That's pretty good wages.
Yeah. Well, them days, the flour is only 30, 35 cents, I think, or 30 cents. Flour. Tea. 15 cents a pound. Dust tea. Green tea, 20 cents. Sugar. 5 cents a pound.
Do you remember?
All that stuff was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
$1 care of a great big family. Took care of a big family. Can you know?
You can't even buy a gallon of milk.
Can't even dollars. Look at the garden that stuff. Let alone buying it. Well, we got it all hooked up.
Do you remember anything about the lumbering industry?
No, well, there's the only thing that I can remember is when they used to float the logs.
Uh-huh.
That's where they float all along some salt there and different rivers and Mount Pleasant too there. And high water, when the high water comes, then they break the logs and down they go.
They would take them to the sawmill and tag them.
Yeah, and tag them. To the south end, that is where they roof landed.
What did you do before you worked at the assembly plant?
Oh, well, I was on the plant. Corn. We had to get all the clothes, you know, do it all the money, throw it. Then we went to school.
What was your schooling like?
Huh?
What was your schooling like? Where did you go to school?
Oh, school.
On this side of the river or the other side?
Yeah, we go right around here and when it comes to stop sign.
At Burt Road.
In Burt Road.
Yeah.
And that's it. Burt House.
Yeah.
Burt School.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
How long ago was that built? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't know. I went there in 1910. I don't know.
It was built then.
Yeah, it was built then.
What are the oldest buildings around here that you know of?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't. There's not many of them anymore. Because they all rebuilt the new model. Now you take over to Burt. About the oldest building there is that one. And that's where the undertaker's room. McNally's,
old drugstore.
Yeah. No, not the drugstore.
Oh, it's a different?
Yeah.
Different building?
D.M. Under owned the drugstore over there. He was an undertaker long before McNally.
Long before McNally.
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to do is turn this thing off and turn it around so we can start over in regards. We'll talk about Burt if you'd like to talk about the city.